Welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. Today I'm joined by Rabbi Yosef Kushner, Dayan at the Beis Havad. So everything we discussed so far was in the context of business, commerce, real estate. What about a different application of the same principles, which people might not think about because it's not commerce-based and it's typically will be negeya to people when they've moved on from commerce? A senior community, or any co-op, but let's take an example of a senior community, which has Yidden and Frey Yidden and Goyim, and everybody's has common areas that they're shutfim in. So right. what would be the halacha, be the achrayis for someone who lives in such a community area?
It's a great question, and many people don't think about that. You have, I'm just in Lakewood. You have like Coventry Square. This is not. I haven't seen this. If you own a house in Coventry Square, you're also a shutif in the clubhouse, and then obviously in Country Place and all these areas. And if you live in Manhattan, all these co-ops, it's the same problem. So essentially, what you have is you have areas that you, as an owner of the house, by default, also you own in these common areas. It's your reshus to a degree. It's your reshus. It can be 50% owned by Yidden, so it's 50% reshus of Yidden. And then the Goyim, or the Frey people, so they, if they put any food in these common areas, you have a chiyuv tashbisu to get rid of it. If it's a Frey person, if it's a Goy, it's probably not tashbisu l'chuliyama, it might be only a chiyuv bdiku beer, which might be derabanan. But regardless, why exactly you have to get rid of it might be academic, but what the fact is you do have to get rid of it. And like we said, it's not manageable. It's just not manageable because you can't control what goes on in these common areas.
And it's even probably a little bit worse because you can't sell your business.
Right. It's also worse because a lot of these areas, there you can't even sell. You have to go through a board. and it's not so simple. Even let's walk you through it. Let's say you sell your house. So, but you're living in the house. So what happened? You leased it back. But if you lease it, then you have the out leasing, right? You're not selling it to a point where you don't have control in the house. You still have control of the house. It's not a simple solution. A person lives in a senior citizen or in an area where there's a lot of Yidden. They really should. The truth is, it should really be closed off to food. I hate to say this, but that's really the truth. There should be no food allowed in there. If not, perhaps they could work with the board to make a mechira on these common areas. You know, a lot of these areas already have Yidden on the board. Not gonna, you know, but the bylaws of it is, it's not simple. It's not a simple situation, and the solution's not simple because you're working sometimes with difficult, under difficult circumstances. Something has to give. Make sure there's no food going into these common areas. You should realize that some of these places, the shul is in these common areas as well. It's not a separate shul, and the yidden are there, and they walk past, and there's chametz there, and there's a bingo game next to our shul, and the bingo game has like tea biscuits, whatever it is, and that's real chametz. It's in their reshus. They see it. They might have to get rid of it. And when they get rid of it, there are other people sitting there, and those people might not be happy. And some of these people are retired, and they have a lot of time on their hands, and it could lead to So a person should think what he could do beforehand. I don't know if selling is an eitzah. Selling usually is an eitzah, but these people are living there. I don't know if selling is an eitzah. If possible, there should be no chametz abroad. If not, then maybe they could sell off these common areas. But you're 100% right. This application of common areas, if you own real estate, is the same thing as if you're a shutif in the building.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive more like it, or to sponsor a future video, please visit beishavad.org.